We are in the middle of the Tosfos Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara just wants to refresh our memory. The Gemara said that Rish Lakish holds that what it says in the Mishnah. Gonav v'higdish v'achakach tovach mishalem tashlumei keifel v'ne mishalem tashlumei abovach hamisha. It is speaking about that the nignav was magdishit, and therefore the hegdish was chal. So the Gemara asked, how could the hegdish be chal? Rabbi Yochanan said, that gozal v'nishyashu abaylem shneim einim yecheilim lahagdish, Zelef ishaine shaloi v'zelef ishaine b'shusoi anigzal cannot be magdish. So the Gemara answered, Hu da'oma kitznui. Rish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He holds like the tznuim. The tznuim, when the kerem revai was stolen from them, so they wanted to make sure that these ganovim and gazlonim should not be nichshol in the isser of kerem revai. So they were mechalo the kerem revai that was stolen, kol hanilkat, everything that was taken from this kerem, they were mechalo on mois. So even though they were mechalo, even though the kerem revai was not bershusam, the kerem revai was stolen from them. Afal pikein, they made chilul on that kerem revai. So you see that one can be mechalo revai even though it's not in their reshus. So Rish Lakish said, so who adin according to the tznuin, one can be magdish something even though it's not in their reshus. Now let us go to the middle of Tosfos. V'im teima v'heichi medame hegdish lechilu. It's around 15 lines from the top of the Tosfos. V'im teima v'heichi medame hegdish lechilu. How does the Gemara compare hegdish lechilu? And the Gemara is coming to a conclusion. Shekemoi sheyochel lechalu ma shebiyad chaveri. Just like a person is capable of being mechalo mashe biyad chaver, that's what the tznuim said. Kein yochel lahagdish, so he could also be magdish. V'lei af al pi shein yochel lahagdish peiris shel chaver. So Tosfos says, you see, there are different guidelines. A person cannot be magdish peiris shel chaver. Yochel lachalo hegdish shel chavera kedemashme bereisha isha rabbe. The kamei kedushas domim mishum de biyode lifdoise bikedushas aguf ididei. So, oba bikedushas domim mashme kedushas domim ein chilik bein didei lechavre. So Tosfos says, we see clearly there are different guidelines. Kedushas domim, A strange person could be paided. To be magdish, a strange person, I can't be magdish, mamaynay shal chaveira. So you see that pidyon hegdish is not like making it hegdish. Making it hegdish, if it's not shalay, it can't be magdish. But pidyon, I could make him though it's not shalay. So Mamele, so that what the Tznuyim hold, that I could be Mechalal, I can take off the Kedusha from Kerem Revai, that does not necessarily mean that I could be Magdish something that is not Bershusi. Taking off is easier than putting on. Putting on you need Bailas, taking off you don't need Bailas. That's what we see by Hegdish, by Kedusha's Domin. So Mamele, by Chilul, Kerem Revai, that's taking off Kedusha. So you can't build, that since the Tzlim hold, you can take off from a Dover that's not Bershusai, That means you could put on also a kedusha on a dover that's not peshusa. V'yesh loyma. So Taisva says, don't compare pidyon hegdish to chilul revai. The loydomi, the hegdish ma'acher shehugdish, hegdish after it became hegdish, but we're talking about kedusha's domim, Yotzo Mirshus Bailam. So it is not anymore the Bailam. The Bailam don't have any ownership on it. It became Momin Gavoya. Uchemoisha Bailam Yechaylam Livdoise. So now, when the Bailam are paid, there is a parsha that the Bailam can be goyal their Hegdish. Now, the Bailam are goyal the Hegdish. Not als Bailam, because there are no more Bailam. The Dovo that they were Magdish is out of their Rishus completely. So therefore, Chamoisha HaBailam Yechaylam Livdoise, even though they have no ownership whatsoever in the Hegdish, Kamoi Kain Achel, so someone else could also be paid there. If the Bailam could be paid there without having ownership, so someone else could also be paid there. Avol Kerem Revai, here it says on the side, I go, Avol Gav, the Momin Gavoyahu, Mikol Mokim, Abailim Zakoi Loichlo Birushaloyah. Even though it is Momin Gavoya, but the Bailam have a schus achila in this Momin Gavoya. So Memele, a strange person, is not bekoyach to take off this Kedusha. If the Bailam have a schus in this Kedusha, they have a schus achila b'Yerushalayim, a strange person cannot in any way be mafkiya the schusei ha-Bailam. That's number one. So fine. So strange person can't be take away the schusei ha-Bailam. Fine. But here we're talking about that the Bailam ha-Machalo. Here we're talking about that the Bailam ha-Machalo. So Rab Chaim says pshat, but since the din pidyon was nimsal ha-Bailam, no one else is bekoyach to be paid besides the Bailam, because the Bailam have a schus achila. So that which is done al yedei Bailam, they have to have a complete bailus in what they're being paid. And a complete bailus means shaloi uboshusai. That is something, if you don't need a Bailam, you don't need a Bailam. Finished. Hekdish does not need Bailus in order to be paid. But Revai, which does need Bailus, because since there is an ownership in that schus, so therefore it can only be accomplished through the Bailam, so then one needs complete Bailus to take off this Kedusha. So therefore, the Gemara compares Hegdish to Chilu Revai. Vim Toima, Akati Ereyochel Lechalu Maiso Sheini Shal Chaveret. So Taisva says, I'll show you, you're telling me Shal Chaveret, since the Bailam has Chusim, so whatever is done to this Kedusha can only be done through the Bailam. I'll prove to you it's not true. Reyochel lechalu maise sheini shel chavere. Tamrinem beper keish mekadish. Ein loikhen behemot meya avodim bekarkois mimois maise sheini. We have over here a lekeich and a moichel. The Lekeach has Mois Meiser Sheini, and he wants to purchase a Behemoth Meir with this Mois Meiser Sheini, even though it is not permissible, but he wants to do it. So You're not allowed to do it. V'im lo kach, now if he did purchase it, so it says, yoichal kenegdom v'irushalayim. So, if he did purchase it, the Meiser Sheini, which now be the May Meiser Sheini, which belongs to the Bailim, is Kedushas Meiser Sheini. So they said the Loikeyach, who purchased the Behemoth Meyer, has to be Machalo this Meiser Sheini, which is Bershusay Shel Moicha, and be mechalal it on his peiris, and the lekeach should eat these peiris in Yerushalayim. Vimlokach, if he did purchase it, yoichal kenegdom b'Yerushalayim. Uporich, so the Gemara asks, amai, yarzul domim limkoimo. That means Chazal put down their foot on this mekach. They said you had no right to buy a behemoth meyer, so they were mevatel the mekach. So mamele, so the Gemara asks, so why is there a halacha that the lekeach should be mechalo, the mois, which is bershus hamoicha, which is the meimais rishaini, Chazal will mevatel the mekach, so let the moicha give the money to the lekeach. Let the lekeach give the behemoth meyer back to the moicha, and now the lekeach has mois meiser sheni, and now he'll do what he's supposed to do with mois meiser sheni. Why do we say that the lekeach should be mechalol the kedushas meiser sheni, which is biyad hamoicha, on his peiros? Umishani ksheborach. So the Gemara says you're 100% right. If the moicha would be here, Chazal were mevatel the mekach, and they said no, you have the moicha to give back the money. The lekeach gives back the behemoth to meyer, and then that's, you're 100% right. We're mevatel the mekach. So mevatel the mekach, and then the lekeach will take this money and buy peiros which are proper to purchase with mois meiser sheni. But we are speaking about borach. We are speaking about that the moicha ran away. So Tosfos in the Kasha understood Pshat in the Gemara, because the Nish brings down this Amachlokes Tosfos and Kedushin Pshat in the Gemara. But Tosfos in the Kasha understood Pshat like this: if Chazal were capable of being mevatel the mekach and the moicha is here and the lekeach is here, so then Chazal said to the moicha, "You give back the money." And the lekeach gives back the behemoth meyer, and shalom al Yisrael. But if Chazal are not capable of fearing guys what they wanted to fear, they want to mevatel the mekach, but the moicha ran away with the money. They can't be mevatel the mekach. The moicha is not here. You can't take the money away from him. So then, Tosis and Dakasha learned Chazal were not mevatel the mekach. If he can't be mevatel the mekach, I mean, the mekach is going to hold on to the money, and the lekeach is going to hold on to the behemoth meyer, so finished. So Chazal said, fine, but we're going to cancel now the lekeach that he should be mechalol the mois that belongs to the moicha. He should be mechalol this mois on peiros. That means the lekeach should have done this in the first place. Lekeach should have purchased with his mois meiser sheni peiros. So what did he do? He purchased with a behemoth meyer. But now you have to take, so now the moicha is mois meiser sheni. So you, the lekeach, has to be mechalo, the mois meiser sheni, on your peiros. Now, Chazal said, you have to do what you should have done lechatchila. Al koponim, what do we have over here? We have that Mois Maisha Shani belongs to the Moicha. Tosfos in the Kashya learned, if the Moicha was Borach, so we can't physically be Mavatel the Mekach, the money remains by the Moicha. So then we cancel the Lekech, and we told the Lekech of Al Kaponim, you be Mechalo, the Mois, which belongs to the Moicha now, and your Peiris. So Tosfos says an often a Gemara that you could be Mechalo, Mois Maisha Sheni, that does not belong to me, I could be Mechalo. So Memela, so Tosfos is back with the Kasha. Chilul is not Toime to Hegdish. I can't be Magdish Yenim's money, but I could be Mechalo Yenim's Mois Maisha Sheni. I have enough in the Gemara. They weren't Mevatel the Mekach since the Moicha ran away with the money. Va'af al Pikain, the Lekeach could be Mechalo. Even though the Moicha is a Schus Achille, you told me a whole shtick Torah, when the Bailam is a Schus Achille, then someone else cannot take off the Schus Achille. You only need a Bailam to take it off. So Tosfos says there's a Gemara in Kedushin Fakel. The Gemara in Kedushin says that the Lekeach could be Mechalo, the Mois, which belongs to the Moicha. So you see that, again, that by Chilul, there's no need of Chilul al Yedei Baila. V'yeshleima, so Tosfos answers, so the Chazon Yishev Pshat and Tosfos, that Tosfos Machadish, no. They were mevatel the Mekach afilu by Borach. Not the way you held till now, that by Borach, since physically they can't be mevatel the Mekach, they weren't mevatel the Mekach. Chazal said, if you purchase a behemoth tameya with Mois Maisha Sheni, the Mekach is not chal. The money that the Moicha has belongs to the Lekeach. The behemoth that the Lekeach has belongs to the Moicha. So what happened now? So now this money, which is biyat ha-moicha, really belongs to the Lekeach. Now the Hosam Havi Kimoy Gazlan, he's a Gazlan, he ran away with the money. But the money belongs to the Lekeach, the Eloi Borach. If you would have not have run away, Avi Ameka Chayza. So Chazal were consistent. You did run away, you didn't run away. We were Mevatel the Mekach. The money does not belong to you. So the money belongs to the Lekeach. We were Mevatel the Mekach. So now the Lekeach is being Mechalel his money. No, boss, it's ain't a b'shusai, because the Moicha ran away with the money. Uchitznuim da'ocher, fakert. So that's shaloi ve'ain a b'shusai. And that Mishnah is going according to the tznuim. That's how Tosfos wants to fanfare. It means Tosfos and the Kasha had held that the money really belongs to the Moicha. By Borach, Chazal were not Mavkiya the Kenyan, so it really belongs to the Moicha. And you see, you can be Mechalo, someone else's, the May Maisa Sheini. You don't need Bailas on this. So Daisa says, no, you do need Bailas, but the money really belongs to the Lekeach. No, it's Eine B'shusai. So that mission is going according to the Tznui. Iname Yehosam Knosa Ba'alma. Then Taisa says, I'll tell you a secret. The chilul doesn't work. 100%. So the Rechek to say it's going according to the Tznuyim, because we don't paskin like the Tznuyim. But it's a knas balma, that means Chazal said to the Lekech, you did a gewaldika avle, shleye chayte niska, you had to take this money and buy peiris. Now you take peiris and be mechalo. The Kedushas Mois Maisha Sheni on these pages, so even though in parentheses the Chilul is in Chal, that's irrelevant. You be Mechalul on these pages, and you have to eat these pages in Yerushalayim. So even though Lemaise, the Chilul is not Chal, even though Lemaise, the Peiris, which he's eating in Yerushalayim, don't have any Kedushas Maise Sheni whatsoever, but Al Koponim, Shaloye Choyte Niska, Chazal told him, you have to do this, so Mamelo will learn his lesson that the next time he won't do what he did now. But really, the Taka, the Chilul is not Chal. V'chemash Mahosam Yitei Chasuk. Fine. And now he says another gemara. Amiyu beperek lula vagozol mashme sheyochel odom lechalo demei perish shviyish shal chaveroi shalei midatoi. There it seems you could be machalo demei perish shviyish, which has a kedusha shviyish, and which has a bailim, and Taisus told us the minute it has a bailim, the chilul could only be al yedei a bailim. I'll prove to you that it's not true. Even though the mei perishvis have a bailim, a strange person can be machalul. So then again we see that chilul is not similar to hegdish. Now let's see what the Gemara is speaking about. Mivibek lulav agozul mashmen. Sheyochel odom lechalo demei perish viyishol chaveresh leimidat. Disanya. Ein moisrim demei perish viyish la'am ha'oretz. Yoysel mimozain sholosh sudas. That means I have an am ha'oretz that is not too well acquainted with hilchos shviyis. Means halachas, you have things, have kedusha shviyis, or so there's certain halachas what one can purchase with demei perish shviyis. So it says as follows: let's say he sold me an apple, and I pay him for the apple. So then there's no problem. It must come with this small amount of money, he'll buy food for himself. So he won't be nichshul by using the May Perish Vias to purchase something which one is not permitted to purchase with the May Perish Vias. So the Gemara says, till Sholeh Sudais, if I give him money which can purchase Sholeh Sudais, I can assume that this Moicha, even though he's an Amoritz Mistome, he'll buy food with this money, so he won't be Nifshul and any Chatoy. But what if I purchased from him more than the May Shal, I gave him more than the May Shal Isudis, so now he's rich, he has the May Arba Sudis. So Chazal were afraid that he's going to take this extra money and he's going to buy a pair of shoes with it, which is awesome. You're not allowed to use the May Perish Vias Only to buy food with it, not other things. So the Braisa says like this: Ein meisrin de mei perish viis la moritz yesem imozin sholishudis. The imosa. What happens if he gave him de mei arba sudis? So we have to make sure that this meicha should not be nichshul. You are machshul this meicha. You gave him de mei perish viis. And then he won't use it properly. So he goes and he takes now Peiris. Remois alolu mechololim al Peiris sheyeshli b'soich beisi. So he's mechalo, the demei Peiris shviyas that the meicha possesses. He's mechalo it on his Peiris. Ubo va'oichlon b'teire shviyis, and he eats his peiris b'kedusha shviyis. So now Taisva says, I have an offene gemara, even though the mei peiris shviyis has a bailim, afal pikein, it does not have to be nischalo through a bailim, anyone can be mechalolit. So we're back where we started from. Taisus is that a yesod? No, if it has a bailim, you need chilul dafka yedei bailim. And that's what Netzer Ravai is similar to Hegdish. And Taisus found a baraisa mesech de sukim that it says that even though the Demei Perishvius has a Bailam, the Meichel, the Lekeach is capable of being Mechalo, this Demei Perishvius al Perishaloi. The Yeshleima, so this is bitter, Davkinu Rabbonon Meshus HaMa'oretz, Kedei Shiloyei Nitshu, V'uktminu Bershuze, Sheyuchal Lechalu. The Hefker, Bezden Hefker. So now Taisu says, Amir de Kizach, that it's a bitter geschäft. This person's in HaMa'oretz, and you are marshal him, he is now a surplus of the Mei Perishvius, which he is Olu to do Averis with. So Chazal stepped in, they said, Hefke Bezden Hefke, this the Mei Perishvius does not anymore belong to the Meicha, it belongs to the Lekeach. Bukminu b'shuze sheyuchal l'chalo. Hefke bezn, hefke. Hefke bezn is hefke. So others want to bring a raya from this teisvist. There's a shailem. Shlom Eger has the shailem. That hefke bezn, hefke, min ha-teire, could it only accomplish that it doesn't belong to the bailem. Minatayra, or could it also accomplish that it belongs to someone else? That means Chazal can do two things. They can make it not the previous Bailams, make it belong to someone else. So Lachayra, we have a raya from our Taisvis. Taisvis says that the Kadesh lay in Nichshol, so they were Afkinu Rabona Mishus Amoretz, Vokminu Bishuzet. It seems that Al-Sidin of Hefke, Bez and Hefke, they can make it belong to the Lekeach. That is one Nekuda we see from Taisvis. Now there's another tremendous problem that the Choynim ask on Taisvis. We have a problem, Lechere. This money is Bereshus HaMeicha. Now, the Meicha doesn't know from this whole Cheshbin. So, it is Bereshus HaMeicha. So, Lechere, it should be considered Einei Bereshusai. That means, not according to the Tznuyim, it is not sufficient that something belongs to you. It has to be tachas shlitoso. That's the din of Bershusa. It has to be, we need more than belonging to you. If someone goes out v'lo nisyayishu habaylim, shneim einim yecholim lahagdish, the nigzal cannot be magdish because it's not Bershusa. It means it's shaloi, but it's not bishlitoso. He doesn't have control over the money. So if you don't have control of the money, that's also a klishis in your bailis, and you can't be magdish. So fragen da chayne makashe, so what the taisis fan for taisis effort? Well, the chacham hefke bezn hefke, so it belongs to the leikeach. But is it bishlitas a leikeach? Is it bishus leikeach hanach to get talk? It's by the meicha. The meicha knows from nothing. It's by the meicha. The meicha is not asking to give it back. I mean, the Chazal made, they went over to the Lekech, you just machal the Meicha, Rebiyid be machal the Mois. So, how can I mean machal the Mois is not mine? They made it his. But it's Zicha not Bershusoi, it's Bershus HaMeicha. So this Kashi, the Achreinim ask, so what takes off the Chesorin of any Bershusoi? This is a Kashi. Umiyu kasha. Now Tosfos says another kasha. The perek kame de bechayres mashme da poide petach hamer shel chameroi pidyoinei podi. There it seems that if a Reuven has a petach ha-meir ha-pcher, and Shimon was poided, pidyoine podu, vafilu sheloi midatoi, without the das, without the haskoma of the balach ha-meir, someone else can be poided his ha-meir. Now here we see klor, again that pidyon is different than hegdish. I can't be magdish yenim's money, but I could be poided yenim's petach ha-meir. And they're speaking about Shalom Midatay, with the boy lay the Gemot Lazashaila, if someone else is Paide, Pidyone Podoy Le Paide, Eidome Pidyone Podoy Le Bailam. After the Pidyon, who does it belong to? Ashaila and the Gemot, does it belong to the Paide, does it belong to the Bailam? The Imi Das Bailam, if we'll say we need the Das Bailam, only a Bailam can make Pidyin. And if he's doing it, he's doing it for the Bailam. Vimi das Bailam, doima hoya de Pidyoni podi la Bailam. So Vaisto is the Gemara speaking about Shaloimi das Bailam. Va'aval Pikain, so Reuven possesses a Petach Hamor, and Shimon is Paide Shaloimi das. There's a tzad that the Petach Hamor should belong to Shimon. And you see, Shimon can do it. So we see by Pidyon, one can be Poide, even though he has no Bailus whatsoever in the Dover Hanivde. And here it belongs to Reuven. Here you can't say like Hegdish. V'yesh Loima. So Tosfos answers on this kasha. The Petach HaMoyer Loidomi LeKerem Revai. Don't compare Petach HaMoyer LeKerem Revai. The given the Osa Bahano, a Petach HaMoyer is Osa Bahano. Havi K'may Hegdish Le'inyin Zeshe Yochil Kol Odom Livdoisei. So Dachsich Mir Tosfos means to say, before the Pidyon, I think Tosfos means to say as follows, that whatever has a Bailam, whatever is a bailam, if there's a schus achile, the way Tosfos said by Kerem Rabbi, if there is a bailam, so the only one who can be mafkia the kedusha is the bailam, and then you need a pidyon through a bailam. That is what Tosfos said. So Tosfos, by Hegdish, there's no bailam. It doesn't belong to the Bailam anymore, so then anyone can be Mavkiya the Kedusha. But when there's a Bailam, you need Pidyon Dafkal Yedea Bailam. So Tosfos says, well, Petach HaMoyer is also Bano. So it is not considered that through my Pidyon, I'm taking something away from the Bailam, because the Bailam Basher Hushom is nothing from this Petach HaMoyer. So therefore, there is no need that it should be done al yedei bailim. That means something that has a bailim, so your pidyon is taking away from the bailim, so then it has to be done dafka al yedei bailim or behaskamosai. But something that's also bano, so the bailim, you're not taking anything away from the bailim because it's also bano. So you're not taking away anything from the Bailam, so therefore a strange person can also be poided. Here you don't need a pidyon of a Bailam. Since al yedei pidyoni, I'm not taking away from a Bailam, because it's also bano. So memela, so this is similar to Hegdish. That's the first half of Tosfos. It's equivalent to Hegdish, just like by Hegdish we said, if the Bailam has no more schusim in it, so then there's no yichis of pidyonai the Bailam, because the Bailam is not different than anyone else, so then everyone can be paid in. So here also, since it's also bahano, so the Bailam doesn't have anything to Petach HaMoyer. Linyin zesh, a yochel, kol odom, liv doisoi. So it's all similar to Hegdish. Since the Bailam cannot derive any benefit from the Petach HaMoyer, So therefore, it is, you do not need opinion of a bailam. Then Taisa says, Lemamish Havika Hegdish, but even though we compare this to Hegdish, but it's not mamish like Hegdish. The Hegdish pshit alone, the pidyoine podila poide, the petachamer maskin in the podila bailam. So Taisa says, but it's not completely doimit to Hegdish, because by Hegdish, there's no bailam, so whoever's paide belongs to the paide. Here, by Petach HaMoyer, it belongs to the bailam. So Taisvis does not explain clearly what the difference is. We're splitting a hair over here. It's Daimala Hegdish, it's not Daimala Hegdish. Lagabi, that everyone can be paid, it's Taimel Hegdish and Tzitzos HaBano, but it's not Taimel Hegdish because the pidyon is Podi Labailam. I think perhaps Pshat in this Pshore is as follows, that the reason you need a pidyon of a bailam is because if someone else is paid, he's taking away from the bailam. That's Taisa said before by Kerem Ravai. The bailams are koim lo'ichle birushalayim. The bailam possess something in the Kerem Ravai. So therefore, to be paid, it can only be done through the bailam, or else you're taking away from the bailam. So therefore, the pidyon has to be done dafke through a complete bailam. A pidyon shel acha is not chal whatsoever, because no one has any right to take away from the bailam. So therefore, you need a pidyon of a bailam. So Taisha says, by Petach Hamor, you're not taking away from the bailam, because it's also about no, not taking anything away from him. So therefore, the pidyon can be done to anyone. This pidyon is not taking away from a bailam, so therefore you don't need a pidyon of a bailam. But after the Isser HaNoah falls off, so I think pidyone podil a bailam is because in reality, this Petach HaMoyer was born to a bailam. It was born from his HaMoyer. The Iser HaNoah that's Chal B'Shas Leide prevents him from being able to derive benefit from the Behemoth. So now it's also B'HaNoah. So the Iser HaNoah that is on it takes away his Shlita of Bailus. But that's Kolzman, the Iser HaNoah is on it. The minute I take off the Iser HaNoah, so there's no reason why my bailus, why should not be considered a bailam now? I think that's what Taisha's means. After the pidyon, the Iser HaNoah falls off, so then automatically it belongs to the bailam, because Mi'ika, then it is the bailam's. No, the Iser HaNoah prevents him to use it, so that takes away his bailus. But it takes it away, Kozman, the Iser HaNoah is on. The minute this anor falls off, so we have here the bailus of the Baal Petach HaMoyer. So that's why pidyoni podi le bailam. But the shasta pidyon, since the bailam calls man this anor is on it, so since the bailam basher usham has no schusim whatsoever basher usham, so memele, so therefore the pidyon can be done a ideacha. Perhaps this is pshat and taisvis. Umiyu davotayna. But Taisi says, I have another kasha. Beheichi medagdish klal, beheichi medagdish bedami hegdish klal lechilu. The lomba lo yuchal lechalu neta revai, umayse sheni shol chaveri, sheloi midatay, kiri dischusuloi, vizochin lodom, sheloi befono. So Taisus is asking as follows. Chazal built a whole maroche, a whole shtek teire, that the snuyim hold it can be machalol something that's ainu b'shusai, because they were machalol the neter revai that was stolen from them. And it's ainu b'shusai, so you see, it can be machalol something that's ainu b'shusai, or you could be magdish something that's ainu b'shusai. Frek toisvis, and let us be magdama marshos, we'll appreciate toisvis kash. Let me, I'll tell you pshat in the tznuyim, and then I'll prove to you that you cannot build anything from what the tznuyim are saying. Taisvis had started this taisvis with akasha, according to the tznuyim, how could you be mechalo? The kerem revai, which the ganovim stole, stam gneve yush bailem, so it belongs already to the ganovim. How could you be mechalo? They said it's all problem. They said it's yishle medas, or maybe the tznim don't hold. They're like Rav Shimon, stam gzele yush bailem. Fine. They started off with a problem and swept the problem underneath the rug. It's yishle medas. Taisvis now is going to go back to this kasha and say a whole new pshat in the tznui. I'll tell you pshat in the tznui. You know, we paskin stam gnevi yish bailo. Therefore, when the ganovim steal the kerem revai, it belongs to the ganovim. So it's theirs. It's theirs. You know what the tznuim did? It's some mele after yish. After Yush, it belongs to the Ganovim. It's Bershus the Ganovim. So finish it. It belongs to the Kerem of I belongs is Shaloi Bershusai. So now, you know what the Tznuyim did? The Tznuyim, now they're strange people. That's right. They can't be I can't be Machalol, his Netar of I. But there's a Pasha, I'm not. I'm zochen l'odem shlei b'fonov. I'm doing it for him. If he would make me a shliach, the ganav comes over to me, and the kamas comes over to the tznuim, and he tells him like this, you know, he speaks to him on the phone, you know, I stole your neter revai, but I know you're a big tzaddik. You don't want me to be nichshol the neter revai, do you? Chas v'sholom. So I'll tell you, I'll be mezaki you with a mitzvah. Be mechalo my neter, the neter revai for me, And you were matzal ayid for ma'achilas macholas asuris. The tznuim said, no problem, matzal ayid won't do for a mitzvah, a ledik. So, they're doing it for him. They're doing it for him. Not that they're doing it, that they're machalo at the din of zachal adam shloi befonov. I'm doing it for him. So if am I doing it for him? So just like he could be Mechalo the Neter Rabbi now, because it's after Yush, and it's Shaloya Bushu, so he can make a Shliach to be Mechalo, or Zochalotim Shaloya Bafana. So Memele, so there's no such Tznuyim. Who told you that the Tznuyim hold that if something that needs Bailas can be done even though it's not complete Bailas? Could be Chilul needs complete buy list. And you know who has the complete buy list? The Ganovim have the complete buy list. And the Tznuyim are being Mechalul for the Ganovim. So you don't see anything from the Tznuyim. Miyud of Atayman. Eichem dam egdish klal Chilul. The lom liyuchal lachal netar avay mai shusheni shol chaveri shaloi midatay. Even though he doesn't know about it, even the schusolay, the zochladim shalay befano, the hodim iboylan bein bein amuda teir mishalay al shel chaver itzoch dachas baylam aylav. The gemara klay, I have news for you. By truma, you also need that in order to be mafresh truma, you have to have afrosh of a baylam. The gemara klayz a shayle that someone else should be able to be mafresh from his truma. From his tevel on Yenim's tevel, and the Gemara declares, do you need the das bailam, yes or no? Hainu time, because the Kamar Hosam, the Duma Neichel, Mevet Mitzvah, B'mamayne. They were talking about two Elohim, the one Reuven has tevel, he would like to be mafresh to himself, Shimon wants to be mafresh for Reuven, so the Gemara declares, Shaila, is this a schus for Reuven, yes or no? Maybe it's not a schus. Nechlo nishlo mevet mitzvah b'mamaynay. But avol hoche, v'chi yein toiv lem l'malaktim shechalo oisam abaylim v'ma sheyoichlo b'leichilo. But here these ganovim are not going to be mechalo the kerem revai. So memele it's a gevaldike toiva for them that the tznuim are being mechalo for them. So it could be it works out zochem l'odam shaloi befona. So you have no raya whatsoever that the tznuim hold that something that needs bailes can be done even though it's ain't b'shusai. The kerem avai is shel haganovim b'shus haganovim, and the tznuim are doing it for them as the parsha of zochem l'odam. So Tosfos life is with Akash. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Berei chozro keren lebailam. Now let us again refresh our memory. We had learned gona vehigdish va'achakach tovach u'mochal. So mishalim tashlumei keifel v'ainu mishalim tashlumei abo v'chamisha. Now, Rish Lakish said that Pshat is as follows. Gonav, Reuven stole a behemoth from Shimon. Then Vehigdish, then Shimon was Magdish. And now Reuven shechted it. So Reuven is potter to pay Dalet Vehei because he's shechting Shel Hegdish. But he just pays Kefil, he pays Kefil to Reuven. He pays careful to Reuven. Frag the Gemara, Moira de Kekashe. Frag the Gemara, if it is speaking about that Shimon, the Nignav, was Magdashit, so the Nignav got back the Keren before Bezdin was Machayev, the Gan of Kefil. Gonav Vehigdish. Reuven stole it from Shimon, and then Shimon is Magdashit. He said, Magdash is Chal, even though it's Ainib Shusai, fine. So Shimon, if Shimon wants it to belong to Magdash, so all what he possessed in the behemoth, he's giving over to Magdash. So it's Ki'ilu, he got paid already. He got his Kerem. That means he was Magdashit. So, and he wanted that Behemoth should belong to Hegdish. So, Memele, so he got paid before Bezdin was Machayev, the Gan of Kefil. He got the Keren already. So there's no Chiyev Kefil. So how can you say that that is Pshat? That the Nigna was Magdish. If the Nigna was Magdishit, so it's considered Ki'ilu, he got back the Behemoth Gnuvit. He gave it over to Hegdish, so there's no chiyuv kefil whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. Berei chozro keren lebailam. Each hegdishoi bailam, if it is speaking about that the bailam were magdishit, kefil amay mishalam. So why does the ganav pay kefil? Berei chozro keren liyodom. The bailam got back the keren. How did the bailam get it back? They were magdishit. So whatever the Bailam wanted that they should be, behemoth should become magdish, it became magdish. The kefil loy mechayiv. The whole din of tashlumei kefil is elok shenimtzeis biyad ganav. Shibo edim kibersimim motzi timotzi biyodei agneve. That you have to have the gneve biyodei shel haganav. Then the ganav pays. Kefil. If the ganav has the stolen goods by him, so then you pay kefil. But over here, the nignav got a hold of the stolen goods, even though it's by the ganav. He got a hold of it, and he's magdish it. So legabi the nignav, but he got it back already. He wanted to make it a kol, and he made it a kol. So it's considered he got it back. So now later, when we find the ganav, but when we find the ganav, the keren was already returned to the nignav. So why do you pay kefil? So this is a kashan rishlokis. So the Gemara answers, k'sha'omad bedin. No. He was magdish after Hamada Bedin. No, he wasn't magdish it. He wasn't magdish it when he found out it was Nikdar. There was Hamada Bedin, and Bezdin was Mechayev, the Gan of Kefil. Then he was magdish it. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we found the behemoth. Bezdin was Machayev the Ganav. He's magdish it for Hegdish. So the Gemara says, Hechidomi, Ida Omri Tzei Ten Loi, if there was already a psak boru that Bezdin told the Ganav Tzei Ten Loi, my Yirya Hegdish. Speaking about that Bezdin told him Tzei Ten Loi. So why does it say he's potter from Dalet Vehei? Because it belongs to Hegdish, and there's no Chiyuv Tashlum Dalet Vehei to Hegdish. Afilu Loi Hegdish. Afilu, he wouldn't have been Magdishit. Nami Loi Lechayve. The Omar of it. Tzei Ten Loi, if Bezdin will tell a ganav Tzei Ten Loi, and Tovach Umocher, and he'll go, and he'll shecht it, Potter, he's Potter from Dalet Vehei, my time, Kivin the Pasku, Le Milsei, V'tovach umocha havelei gazlan, v'gazlani mishalom tashlum me'abo v'chamishi. So it's the Gemara Amor de Kizach. You had a ganav. A ganav is a tzurah. Ganav, he stole, he's misbayish b'bnei yodom. Fine, he stole, he's a ganav. A ganav is a din, a ganav pays kef, a ganav pays dal v'hei. Now we caught the ganav. And Bezdin told the ganav, you go and give back this behemoth to the baila. Say ten loy. So now the scenario of gneva is over. He's ois ganav. That means but Bezdin told me you have to pay it back. He's ganav anymore. Now, if he's going to go and shecht it now, if he's going to go and shecht it now, so this is, he's a gazel now. That means we know who he is. We know he is Yenim's behemoth. Nothing is secretive anymore. Now, if he'll shecht it, he's a gazel. He's not a ganav. He's a gazel. So, Memele, so if it is speaking about that Bezdin told this ganav Tzei Ten Loi, and then he was magdishit. So why do you, after Tzei Ten Loi, you don't need the hegdish to patam from Dalet Vehei. As soon as Bezdin told him Tzei Ten Loi, the gneve ended already. So this is a tviche of a gazlan. So why does the Baraisa say that it's speaking about that the reason he's part of Dalve is because Higdish, if it's speaking about say Ten Loi, Afiloloi Higdish is also part from Dalet Vehei, but Paskul and Milsa. As we asked the Kasha Chosel Keren Labayla, he got it before the Chiyuv Kefil. So there's no chiyuv kefil. So Moshe said, no. First, there was Amoda Bedin. There was Amoda Bedin, and there was chal already a chiyuv kefil. So Moshe says, listen, if there's Amoda Bedin, so then there's no chiyuv dalet vehei. So why do you say gonav v'higdish? Then the Gemara continues. Rava continues. Chayiv atoli ten loy. What if Bezdin did not say ten loy? Bezdin told them chayiv atoli ten loy. Tovach umocha mishalim tashlum me'abo v'chamisha. My time ekim the loy poskel emilsei akati ganefu. Now, there's a machlokes, the sma and the chazenish. What is the taitch? What is the difference between Tzei Ten Loi and Chayiv Atali Ten Loi? The Sma says pshat as follows. Tzei Ten Loi is a psak Bezdin. Bezdin came to a conclusion. Agavuche, the Rishayim HaMavayar, it's speaking about over here that this ganav denies everything. they brought the gun of Tebezin, and Adim say this is a stolen sheep. The Ganav says, they're liars, it's my sheep, I never stole anything, it's mine, it's, I'm not gonna give it back, the Edom are liars. That's what the Ganav is saying. And Bezin hears from two Edom, it's a Gagamba to sheep, they say he gambled it from Shimon. Fine. So Bezin heard the Edis, and they said, say Tenloy, don't tell me it's yours, say Tenloy. You go give it back to him, this is stolen goods. So Tzaytenle means the case is dismissed. We paskin, we it doesn't matter what you're tiny. We came to the conclusion it's his, it's Shimon's, you're a ganav, you have to go and pay him back. So Memele, if he goes and shechts it and he says, no, it's mine, I'm gonna shecht it. So he's a gazlan. He's not a ganav anymore because the gneva is finished by the bezin paskin. That's Tzaytenle. Chayev Atalitalei, the Sma says, in the middle of the Din Torah, before Bezin came to Achlote, so the one of the Bali Dinim asks, the Dayanim, tell me, how does it look like, who's gonna win the Din Torah, the Ganev or the Nignav? So they say, it looks like the Nignav is gonna win the Din Torah. We didn't come to a maskona, achlot, a gemura, but the way it seems that the nignav will win the din Torah. That's chayev atalitamai. But we're still in the midst of deciding. So just let's finish the moment. Time we keep like poskel and we'll say katiganavu. So the Gemara says it means like this. According to the Sma, it's very good. According to the Sma, so pshat is that Bezin assumes that Mestamel Dal Paskin that he'll be mechuyif to give him the seh, and we assume he's takagan. But there was no hachlote. So lemaise, it's still considered that the maise gneiva did not end yet. I mean, things the bezin can still change their minds. So memele, it's considered that this is a hemshech of the gneiva. The gneiva did not end yet. There was no psak that said that he's a ganef. So memele, if he shechts it, this is considered that this is a hemshech of the gneiva. So that's why he's chayiv daud vehei by chayiv atalitulei. That is according to this ma. The Chazenish wants to say that psamod nemaise, the Baal Edinim ask the Dayonim, where are we up to now? It seems like that you're going to win. I mean, what's his business? Why does Bezin tell him? What does it mean what they're up to now? So he wants to say, he says, there's two types of psakim. There's one psak that it's finished. Bezin came to a psak, and if there was a tos b'shikol adas, in this psak, Bezin has to pay. I mean, the psak is over with, we paskin, and Bezin cannot, after the psak, Bezin cannot withdraw the psak. Chayev atalitalei is a psak with a koyach of withdrawal. That means Bezin is saying, we're paskening now that you're chayev. But we still want to give ourselves the opportunity that if we'll think it over, and we'll change our minds, we should be capable of changing our minds. So chayiv atalitaloi is a psak with a koyach to withdraw the psak. That's how the chazanish learns pshat, chayiv atalitaloi. So al koponim, well now let's go back to the Gemara. We have here in reality a mordiki Gemara. The Gemara is the kasha, Chazal keren lebailim. That means before the chiyuv kefil was chal, lebailim got it back already. He was magdashit. So the Gemara says no. It was hamadah bedin. the Balaam was Magdish after Beis Din said, Chayav HaTalit Alav. So then it's too late already. So when it comes to the Chiyav Kefil, so it's called the Chiyav Kefil was Chal already. Legabi, the Chiyav Kefil, say the Chiyav Kefil was Chal. Legabi Dalet Vehei, so it's not called the Sadat, but the Balaam will take it. It's not considered Chazak Kenel Abaylam. Legabi the Chiyav Kefil. Gabi the Chiyav Kefil, it's not considered Chazak Kenel Abaylam. The Chiyav Kefil was Chal before the Chazak Kenel Abaylam, and it doesn't go off. But Legabi Dalet Vehei, Legabi Dalet Vehei, we say he is still a Ganef. He is still a Ganef. That there should be a Chiyav of Dalet Vehei. The Kneved did not end. And it would seem Legabi, I mean, so let us say now, Chosra Keren Lebailam. And let it be Chosra Keren Lebailam now. Why should he be Chayiv Dalet Vehei? Legabi Dalet Vehei, it's very interesting. Legabi Dalet Vehei, after he was Magdashit, we don't say Chosra Keren Lebailam to Patachin on Dalet Vehei. We say this is Mother is still Nimshach. The whole reason is Potter to pay Baldray is because it's Hedish. But it's Chosra Keren Lebailam. There's no chesaron of Chosra Keren Lebailam Legabi Tashach.